Welcome to the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by the Sharp Plays and TSP.live. It's been a great football season. We're already up to episode 3 of season 3 of the Go Fast and Win podcast. And again, the football season has been going along very well. We've had some excellent public regression, which is something we were due from last year after their incredibly strong season. It was the most public football season last year, that is, since 2005. So it definitely set up this season to be a good public regression season. And we've seen that come on pretty strong thus far, as Sharps have absolutely killed it based on what we can see with the TSP Live radar, which is now 25-10-2, measuring sharp buys in football. Hermes has been on fire this football season, and the book needs have absolutely been killing it. So the teams that the books have wanted to win so they could collect a ton of money due to being lopsided on the other side of those games, those have all been coming through for the book. Not all of them, but it's around 80% so far. Of course, it's not going to continue as 80% throughout the entire season, but we're enjoying some very strong regression up to this point. The interesting part is somebody passed me this stat, which is, NFL favorites -4.5 or more are, after Buffalo winning yesterday, 13-0 straight up this season and 53-8 straight up since week 11 of last year, which was, again, the most public football season since 2005. So it looks like there's still some areas where the public is doing very good and which we could look to for possible regression as the season goes along. So I would keep an eye on these favorites of 4.5 or more and see if they continue this hot run in the, obviously this coming weekend, but in the week ahead, or in the weeks ahead, I should say. If they don't, or we start to see a little regression, then it might be time to come in and look to play some moneyline dogs using this angle. So look for those moneyline dogs where they're getting 4.5 or more points, take them on the money line, throw them in a parlay perhaps, nice little booster if you can catch one of those. So that's just something I'm going to be watching in the weeks ahead. It's nothing to act on right now, but just keep it in the back of your head as you watch these games and these prices in the NFL. The big news for the week is the Odds Makers Report is back. Yes, I know it's the favorite content for a lot of people. It is back for another season. We had it last year in 2024, but because the season was so public, I really didn't put a lot of it out because it just was not delivering like much of sharp action, group buys, et cetera, last season. You know, those ground out a profit, but it definitely was not anywhere near what we're used to for an entire football season. And it was the most public season, as I said, since 2005. But what happened in 2006? The public got destroyed. Books and sharps killed it. So far, that's how this season is playing out after last year's public season. Let's hope that continues. It's early, so it doesn't mean we jump in headfirst this week again and just start hammering, fading the public in a large way. You want to take it step by step because there can be weeks, even if this is going to be a big public regression season, there can be weeks where the public is going to have success. They're absolutely going to show up. So something to be aware of too, because it's been a couple strong weeks here fading the public. Back to the Odds Makers Report, though, all the content that you were used to in the past will be back in the Odds Makers Report this year. The good news, and based on the deal that I have set up, which is for 3 years, so we're going to be covered for Odds Makers Report content for the next 3 years, and I would venture to say long into the future, as that will get renewed when the time comes. Book positions, group buys, known better content, public prop fades. You got the first one of the season yesterday. It was a winner. Hopefully that's a sign of things to come for the success of the Odds Makers Report this season. Like I said, across all sports, prop sharp props, insights from the director of trading, chatter, rumors that are going around the industry, injuries that aren't reported, when the book is laying off on a game, all sorts of content is delivered via the Odds Makers Report. I was going to go through a long spiel today about what to expect in the days and weeks ahead from this content, but I'm just going to sum it up like this. You will start to see Odds Makers Report alerts, Odds Makers Report alerts in TSP Live this coming weekend. I'm looking to set up a page on TSP Live for subscribers, which will act as like a feed. So when something gets posted or is decent information for the Odds Makers Report, it will go there. It'll be, like all TSP Live alerts, color-coded. So you'll have green and amber. Amber is medium and low-level content. Green is actionable content. And green content on this feed page will trigger a TSP Live alert. I don't want to get into the weeds too much on it here because this is all going to be new stuff. And if you don't know what I'm talking about or how it's going to look, it might not play well as you're trying to visualize this whole thing. But we'll just sum it up again by saying Oddsmakers Report content is back. New technology for it will be launched this week. I will have more details on that, both on Telegram and in TSP Live. But for those of you who have been looking for the Oddsmakers Report to return, it's here. It's here for the next 3 years, and it's going to cover all sports moving forward. Let's get into the selections content and the sharp action that's out there. I'm glad I waited a day because yesterday the play that I was going to cover on the podcast here was going to be Louisville minus the points over Bowling Green. Bunch of groups hit Louisville earlier in the week. It had good sharp action even at the current number. Louisville was looking like a solid play. Well, overnight, two very large and respected college football groups hammered Bowling Green and pushed this line from 27.5 all the way down to 25.5. Then some money came back in on Louisville at 25.5, and this number has settled out at 26. So now all of a sudden we had a game that looked like I would say, hey, it's time to go in on Louisville, to a game that's really a no bet right now. You know, sometimes that sort of stuff confuses people. When I have coverage and I say, well, there's sharps here on this side, and then they came in on that side, and so you have sharps on both sides. Oh my God, what do we do? Don't force a play. There's going to be a ton of games. You don't have to figure out who you're going to bet in Louisville, Bowling Green. If I had to bet, I would probably go with the late money. The late money is usually the way you want to, the side you want to follow. But there's plenty of games tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about Louisville and Bowling Green unless something major happens in between now and then. What I am going to concern myself with is the My Handicapping Game of the Week of the Year, which before anybody gets all excited because I said Game of the Year, this is just some bullshit title that I gave this angle that I put in the podcast, kind of a little, I don't know, way to make fun of all those handicappers out there that do the Game of the Month, Game of the Year, and they do 75 games of the year over the course of 30 days. So what I'm looking at this week, it's going to make everybody happy. The Tennessee Titans plus the points over the Indianapolis Colts. I think Tennessee, they haven't looked bad. And we were able to get a win in week one of NFL on Tennessee. It was a tight one, but we got it. And I think they're starting to put it together. I think this could be the week where they get it all together. And it's an Indianapolis Colts team that's getting a little overrated. People did not expect much from them. And then all of a sudden, Daniel Jones comes out, puts on a show against Miami, which we saw Miami isn't really that good of a team, but still puts on a show. The Colts get interest. The Colts continue to get interest week after week now. This is the third week that they're getting public support. And I think people are going to be surprised to see Tennessee this week. I do expect them to look better than they have at any point this season. They're at home. They're getting 4. It was 4.5. Some sharp money came in on the Titans last night. So I'm going to go with it. Tennessee Titans plus the 4, the My Handicapping Game of the Week of the Year for the Go Fast and Win podcast. And that's it. I wish you the best of luck in your action. Cash those tickets. And as always, good luck.